VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump stays on the offensive at a rally in Louisiana. AP correspondent Mike Rossia tells us that this is all about the impeachment inquiries.
It was a rally Thursday night to promote Louisiana Republican gubernatorial candidate Eddie Rasponi. But for President Donald Trump, Washington and its ongoing impeachment proceedings was not all that far from Bossier City.
Send a message to the corrupt Democrats in Washington. They are corrupt.
Flanked by Louisiana lawmakers, the president blasted congressional Democrats as well as former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, whose Ukraine connections figure prominently in the impeachment inquiry.
His son got millions of dollars from a company. See how much he made before the father was vice president.
Trump told the crowd their vote in Saturday's gubernatorial election is the next step to victory. I'm Mike Rossia.
Two students have been killed, three others wounded in a school shooting outside Los Angeles, California. AP's Ed Donahue.
It happened on the quad at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Multiple shots fired, possibly people down.
L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegener says they got a look at the surveillance video, which shows the gunman
withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
Students initially thought the gunshots were popped balloons or musical instruments.
I see people running and the campus supervisor screaming for everybody to get out.
LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger says there are a lot of questions.
Many people are asking why. That will come with time, but right now, our focus is on supporting the community.
This all happened on the gunman's 16th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States and other members of the Coalition to Defeat Islamic State failed to reach any consensus on what to do with captured foreign fighters, one of several issues threatening to reverse gains against the terror group in Syria and Iraq. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senators Jim Risch and Marco Rubio said Thursday that they've begun an effort to get quick passage of a bill that would require the U.S. to verify whether Hong Kong should continue to receive special treatment by the U.S. The legislation would require the U.S. Secretary of State to certify at least annually that Hong Kong has enough autonomy to continue to warrant special U.S. trading consideration. Passage of the measure, which would also allow sanctions against officials responsible for human rights violations in Hong Kong, would benefit pro-democracy protesters in the city. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests entered a new, more violent phase this week following the death of a young protester. VOA's Bill Gallo reports on how the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's 24-week-old protest movement is changing.
In some neighborhoods, the fight between police and protesters now resembles a battle for territory. The more aggressive tactics could be an attempt to reclaim international attention, says activist Edward Yu.
Right, for such a small city, trying to fight against an authoritarian regime, so we need international support, which properly can explain why in the past 4 days protesters in Hong Kong insist to have a stronger say and would like to have more severe action so as to arouse international concern.
Even with the more aggressive tactics, polls suggest the protesters still have widespread public support. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The number of migrant families U.S. border agents apprehended at the southwest border dropped sharply in October, according to data released Thursday by border officials. The decrease follows what had been one of the most significant periods of family apprehensions in U.S. immigration history, an issue that dominated headlines and created challenges at detention facilities ill-equipped to handle so many young children. Family units accounted for 55% of who opposed the border without authorization and were stopped by U.S. Border Patrol agents in the 2019 fiscal year, which ended September 30th. The Dutch-led team investigating the 2014 downing of the Malaysian Airlines jet over Ukraine has released new phone intercepts saying they show ties between Russian military and political officials and separatists in eastern Ukraine were much closer than previously known. The intercepts were released on November 14th as part of a new push by the Dutch team seeking new witnesses for the crash of the MH17, which killed 298 people on board. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.